The most popular band in England right now is Oasis, five young men from Manchester, led by brothers Noel and Liam Gallagher. Oasis is considered the leading example in this country of so-called Britpop. The new Oasis album is called Be Here Now, and rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Everything about the new Oasis album is big. Its sound, its ambitions, the length of its songs, its presumptions. Songs blare on for 6 or 8 or 10 minutes with countless layers of howling guitar tracks melting into Liam Gallagher's yowling vocals. In the song I just played called My Big Mouth, Gallagher talks about, quote, a sound so very loud that no one can hear. Many times on this album, the band's simple, often very attractive melodies are overwhelmed by the grandiose production. At other times, though, this grandiosity suits the music just fine, as it does on a cut like Stand By Me.
Made a meal and threw it up on Sunday. I've got a lot of things to learn. Said I would and I believe in one day before my heart starts to burn.
Throughout their career, Oasis has courted comparison to the Beatles. It's gone from expressing their admiration for the Fab Four in interviews to cribbing little snippets of melody and production style on some of their early recordings. More recently, the group repeated a famous provocation of John Lennon's by saying that Oasis is more popular than Jesus. The album title Be Here Now derived, Noel Gallagher says, from a phrase John Lennon used to describe the immediacy of rock and roll in an interview with Playboy shortly before his death. Gallagher seems unaware that Lennon was quoting a favorite phrase of the mystic Ram Dass. More broadly, Oasis has taken to brazenly appropriating Beatle lyrics, as they do on the album's first single, Do You Know What I Mean?
Step off the train.
At one moment in that song, Liam Gallagher refers to himself in a phrase that goes, the fool on the hill and I feel fine, thus managing to quote two Beatles songs in one line. Elsewhere on the album, there are references to The Long and Winding Road, to Helter Skelter, and Getting Better. It strikes us here in America as pretty silly and pointless, but over in England, where Oasis truly is the biggest thing since the Beatles, it must seem outrageous, rebellious, and daring. The very thing that expands Oasis's fame in their homeland is what limits their appeal in America. Just a few weeks after its release here, Be Here Now, filled though it is with often striking music, seems like a muffled explosion. The next big thing that never happened.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the new album, Be Here Now, from the group Oasis.